For many years, praise was viewed as a tool to make children feel good about themselves and to motivate learning and good behavior. More recent research, however, indicates that there is a poor correlation between use of praise and success in learning. Praise is often used by teachers not as a way to express genuine pleasure about a child's actions, but rather as a means to manipulate future behavior. However, if your goal is to help children build self-direction and inner control, far from manipulating them, then praise is not an effective practice. Praising teaches children to act to receive approval from adults, not because they feel an action is correct or worthy. In some cases, children become so dependent on external evaluation from adults that they can't determine what they like or value. We have known children who ask for adult approval constantly. Do you like my picture? Am I climbing well? These children were praise junkies, dependent on praise as the only way to feel good about themselves. Although praise may encourage these children to continue an activity while an adult is watching, it has been suggested by recent work they are less likely to continue the activity when the adult leaves or to repeat the activity in the future. Rather than increasing children's commitment to positive behavior, praise encourages children to find ways to get future verbal goodies from important adults. Considered as goodies, praise is like the large pink icing rose in the center of a cake. It is appealing, and at first bite, its sweetness tastes wonderful. A couple more bites still might taste good, but it quickly becomes overly sweet. It has only one simple flavor. We soon tire of it, and if we eat very much at any one time, we might even feel slightly ill. It may provide some quick energy, but it provides no nourishment and doesn't support growth or health.